Random House Audio presents Dear Luke, We Need to Talk, Darth, and Other Pop Culture Correspondences. Written and read by John Moe.
Concerning John Bon Jovi, Wanted, Dead or Alive. Attention all law enforcement in the region. I realize many of you have become cynical about the all-points bulletins issued for dangerous criminals. I'm sure you think they're essentially all the same, and that only the names have changed. But I urge you to pay close attention in your pursuit of Mr. John Bon Jovi. He's wanted. Wanted dead or alive. Who is Bon Jovi? Well, to begin with, he's a cowboy. Granted, it's fairly routine for cowboys to run afoul of the law, especially in the winter when the work and money dry up and they've got time on their hands. Plenty of petty theft, public intoxication, and lewd behavior calls. But that's not what we're up against. Bon Jovi is no regular cowboy. He rides a horse made of steel. A steel horse. I am not shitting you. And don't think this is some sort of comical, clunky robot horse with whimsical hydraulic sound effects and extraneous flashing lights. This thing is exactly like a thoroughbred, only much larger, and made from an incredibly resilient alloy. Bullets can't even penetrate this horse, much less stop it. Bon Jovi is also armed with a loaded six-string that he carries on his back. Reports differ on whether he uses it as a sort of crossbow or whether it's actually a guitar that he plays with such shocking mastery as to render victims helpless. Regardless, take heed. There is other information I need to share with you about Bon Jovi. And no matter how callous you think you are to the attributes of criminals, you may want to brace yourself. Bon Jovi has almost superhuman ability.